Unit 20, Test 1, Section 1, Number 1. He beat the boy on the head.
Number 2. She felt sad because her father was ill.
Number 3. Have you found out who did it?
Number 4. The bus is always very crowded at rush hours.
Number 5. Mr. Zhang was absent from the meeting because of illness.
Number 6. The young plants should be placed in the shade, free from sunlight.
Number 7. Thank you very much for the gift you've brought me.
Number 8. People used rocks to develop the way of printing.
Number 9. The boy was lying on the grass on his back.
Number 10. Turn to the right and you'll find the hospital.
Number 11. How fast can Dick ride?
Number 12. What kind of steam engine might cause accidents?
Section 2. Number 13. Susan is interested in Chinese printing very much.
Number 14. They went to the beach for the last weekend.
Number 15. People carved words on animal bones.
Number 16. Some silk books are over 2,140 years old.
Number 17. The table is about 7 feet long and 3 feet high.
Number 18. It's hot today. The temperature is over 37 degrees Celsius.
Number 19. I went shopping with my daughter this Sunday.
Number 20. It's already July the 8th today.
Number 21. The office is about 15 minutes' ride from my home.
Number 22. The play of Group 1 is the best of all in the class.
Test 2, Section 1. An English letter. 126 Changjiang Road, Hefei, Anhui, 6th May, 1999. Dear Mr. Wang, I'm writing you to ask for a job in your hotel. I'm a girl of 19, 165 centimeters tall, and in good health. I will graduate from Hunan University in the English department soon. I'm a top student and have been praised many times at school. My parents live in Hefei, so I'd like to find a job in my hometown. English is my subject, and also I'm good at Chinese. I'm honest, easy to get along with. Your hotel is famous in the city. Everyone knows it is well managed and has a bright future. If I'm accepted, I will do my best. Looking forward to your good reply. Yours truly, Wang Yun. An English letter. 126 Changjiang Road, Hefei, Anhui, 6th May, 1999. Dear Mr. Wang, I'm writing you to ask for a job in your hotel. I'm a girl of 19, 165 centimeters tall, and in good health. I will graduate from Hunan University in the English department soon. I'm a top student and have been praised many times at school. My parents live in Hefei, so I'd like to find a job in my hometown. English is my subject, and also I'm good at Chinese. I'm honest, easy to get along with. Your hotel is famous in the city. Everyone knows it is well managed and has a bright future. If I'm accepted, I will do my best. Looking forward to your good reply. Yours truly, Wang Yun.
Section 2, Part A. A. Karaoke is a sort of acoustic equipment which was invented in Japan about the middle of the 1970s.
B. Karaoke means a band without people in Japanese. It first appeared in public houses and snack bars. Most of the music in karaoke was popular music.
C. Karaoke was introduced to China in the 1980s.
B. Karaoke. More and more often we hear people talking about karaoke, but what on earth is it about? It's a sort of acoustic equipment, which was invented in Japan around the middle of the 1970s. It means a band without people in Japanese. In fact, it is just a music tape without words. This equipment first appeared in some public houses and snack bars, and mainly for the customers to enjoy themselves. Most of the music in karaoke was popular music. Therefore, at times, when you felt like it, you might sing songs to the music. Shortly after its invention, karaoke was spread to the whole world. In the 1980s, it was introduced to China and was welcomed by many people. Now it has gone into most of the Chinese families, and the prices are cheaper and cheaper. Although you are not a good singer, or even sometimes you may sing out of tune, you can always enjoy yourself by singing karaoke. Karaoke. More and more often we hear people talking about karaoke, but what on earth is it about? It's a sort of acoustic equipment, which was invented in Japan around the middle of the 1970s. It means a band without people in Japanese. In fact, it is just a music tape without words. This equipment first appeared in some public houses and snack bars, and mainly for the customers to enjoy themselves. Most of the music in karaoke was popular music. Therefore, at times, when you felt like it, you might sing songs to the music. Shortly after its invention, karaoke was spread to the whole world. In the 1980s, it was introduced to China and was welcomed by many people. Now it has gone into most of the Chinese families, and the prices are cheaper and cheaper. Although you are not a good singer, or even sometimes you may sing out of tune, you can always enjoy yourself by singing karaoke.